On this week's Trivia Night, we're serving up a grand slam of trivia with 15 ace questions about tennis legends. What's up, trivia heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From grand slams and bandstands to ram jams, whoa, Black Betty, bam, ba, lamb, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we serve up a sweet baseline shot of trivia, and all you've got to do, Ace, is volley it right back. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of the Dayton Dragons, the pride of the Midwest minor leagues. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. So step up and put some top spin on your trivia. I guarantee you'll never, ever double fault playing along with Trivia Night. No double fault, not guaranteed. On this week's episode, it's a lovely day out here at Windswept Fields for the Trivia Open Championships. That's 15 ace trivia questions from CrowdPer. They're playing the best trivia of their career. That's right, y'all. Today we're talking tennis, the sport where love gets thrown around more often than a Las Vegas wedding chapel. With Wimbledon just around the corner, we're taking a trivia trip down memory lane with the greatest tennis stars of the Open era. From Sampras and Serena to Steffi and Seles, it's game, set, and match with Tennis Legends Trivia on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out crowdper.com after the episode. All right, let's volley for serve while I baseline our trivia ground rules real fast. I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats, some multiple choice questions, some type in text questions without answer options, and some drag and drop reorder questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/YZXBM. That's trivianight.live/YZXBM to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPer. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. So, quiet please, because it's time to grand slam some tennis trivia in straight sets. Let's play! All right, here we go, serving up some tennis legends trivia with question one. What European country is 14-time French Open singles champion Rafael Nadal from? Is it A, Spain, B, Portugal, C, Greece, or D, Italy? A, Spain, B, Portugal, C, Greece, or D, Italy? Which of these European countries is Rafael Nadal from? The correct answer is A, Spain. Rafael Nadal was born in Mallorca, Spain in 1986. And as of 2023, I think that this was just broken. He no longer shares the record for most all-time Grand Slam singles because Novak Djokovic just won the French Open recently. That is straight trivia coming to you in real time. Here we go with question two. What top-ranked tennis champion was stabbed in the back by a crazed fan at a tournament in 1993? Is it A, Steffi Graf, B, Jennifer Capriati, C, Martina Hingis, or D, Monica Seles? A, Steffi Graf, B, Jennifer Capriati, C, Martina Hingis, or D, Monica Seles? Which one of these tennis stars was literally stabbed in the back in 1993? The correct answer is D, it was Monica Seles. She was stabbed in the back by a crazed Steffi Graf fan at a tournament in Hamburg, Germany in April of 1993, and Seles did not return to competitive tennis for 2 years. and never again hit the heights that she had achieved before that literal backstab. Let's keep things going with question 3. Often considered the greatest women's tennis player of the 20th century, who married fellow tennis star Andre Agassi in 2001? Is it A, Monica Seles, B, Martina Hingis, C, Jennifer Capriati, or D, Steffi Graf? A, Monica Seles, B, Martina Hingis, C, Jennifer Capriati, or D, Steffi Graf? Who married Andre Agassi in 2001? The correct answer is D. It was Steffi Graf. You probably noticed there that there are only so many well-known female tennis stars of that era, so I just repurposed those same answers from before. There's a little fun fact about Steffi Graf, too. She is so far the only tennis player in history, male or female, to win each of the Grand Slam tournaments at least 4 times. Moving on to question 4. Speaking of Steffi Graf and blank are the only two women's singles players with a career Golden Slam. That's all 4 Grand Slams and an Olympic gold. Is it A, Martina Navratilova, B, Serena Williams, C, Margaret Court, or D, Billie Jean King? A, Martina Navratilova, B, Serena Williams, C, Margaret Court, or D, Billie Jean King? Which of these players is the only other player with a career Golden Slam besides Steffi Graf? And the correct answer is B. Of course it's B, the other GOAT, Serena Williams. Now, Steffi Graf got her career Golden Slam when she was only 19 years old. It took Serena a little bit longer, but she completed hers in 2012 with a gold medal win at the London Olympics. And Serena also has a career Golden Slam in doubles with her sister Venus. Moving on to question 5. Who is the youngest ever men's singles Grand Slam tournament champion? Is it A, Pete Sampras, B, Boris Becker, C, Michael Chang, or D, Andre Agassi? A, Pete Sampras, B, Boris Becker, C, Michael Chang, or D, Andre Agassi? Who's the youngest ever Grand Slam tournament champion? The correct answer is C. It's Michael Chang. Now, Boris Becker did win the Wimbledon championships when he was 17 years old, but Michael Chang was also 17 years old, just 118 days younger than Becker when Chang won the 1989 French Open, making him the youngest ever Grand Slam champion. I hope you stuck with me through that explanation. Let's keep it going here with question 6. In which Grand Slam tournament did Venus Williams win both the singles and doubles title in 2000? Is it A, Australian Open, B, French Open, C, Wimbledon, or D, US Open? A, Australian Open, B, French Open, C, Wimbledon, or D, US Open? In which of these Grand Slams did Venus Williams win the singles and doubles title in the year 2000? Correct answer is C. It's Wimbledon. And as if winning the singles and doubles titles at Wimbledon in the same year wasn't enough for her, Venus Williams also won gold medals in singles and doubles at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia. Question 7. What famed tennis champion won his record-setting 5 US Open titles in consecutive years from 2004 to 2008? Is it A, Pete Sampras, B, Roger Federer, C, Jimmy Connors, or D, John McEnroe? A, Pete Sampras, B, Roger Federer, C, Jimmy Connors, or D, John McEnroe? Which of these champs won his record-setting 5 US Open titles in consecutive years? The correct answer is B, it's Roger Federer. Now, Pete Sampras, Jimmy Connors, and Roger Federer all have 5 US Open titles, but Federer was the only one of those 3 to win his in 5 consecutive tournaments. Moving on to question 8. Which of these fruits paired with cream is the official snack food of the Wimbledon Championships? Is it A, blueberries, B, peaches, C, raspberries, or D, strawberries? A, blueberries, B, peaches, C, raspberries, or D, strawberries? Which of these fruits with cream is the official snack food of Wimbledon? The correct answer is... it's D, strawberries and cream. And according to this statistic, in 2019, the Wimbledon Championships reportedly served 191,930 servings of strawberries and cream. That is a lot of strawberries and a lot of cream. You can make a lot of friends with that many strawberries and cream. All right, moving on to question 9. Question 9 is a drag and drop reorder question. I'm going to read you the question, give you 4 options. You just got to put these in correct order. So here we go with a drag and drop reorder question 9. Put these tennis superstars in order of Grand Slam titles from most to fewest. And your players are Steffi Graf, Martina Navratilova, Serena Williams, and Billie Jean King. Again, those players are Steffi Graf, Martina Navratilova, Serena Williams, and Billie Jean King. Put these stars in order of most Grand Slams to fewest, and the correct order is Serena Williams, Steffi Graf, Martina Navratilova, and Billie Jean King. Serena Williams has 23 titles. Steffi Graf is just behind her with 22. Martina Navratilova had 18 Grand Slam titles, and Billie Jean King retired with 12 Grand Slam victories. All right, here we go with question 10. Question 10 is a type to text. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you just got to reach deep down on that baseline to serve up an answer for this. So here we go with question 10. Longtime tennis commentator Blank Collins was renowned for his ubiquitous bow tie and uniquely patterned pants. Again, that question is, longtime tennis commentator Blank Collins was renowned for his ubiquitous bow tie and uniquely patterned pants. Looking for the tennis commentator Blank Collins. And the correct answer is Bud. It's Bud Collins. Apparently, Bud Collins collected different fabrics when he would take trips all over the world when he was covering tennis tournaments. And then he would take those fabrics and have these pants custom made. I guess I had hundreds and hundreds of them. Before we find ourselves down 40 love on the final 5 questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdpur.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of 100% original trivia games. We've got over 1,300 and counting. Or you can write your own. Add fun images, videos, GIFs, and you can share the link to that game with your crowd and then host live, in person, or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. All right, let's close out this Grand Slam Trivia Tournament with the final 5 questions on Trivia Night. Here we go with question 11. Who was the first male tennis player to win all 4 Grand Slam tournaments on 3 different surfaces? Is it A, Andre Agassi, B, John McEnroe, C, Roger Federer, or D, Jimmy Connors? A, Andre Agassi, B, John McEnroe, C, Roger Federer, or D, Jimmy Connors? Which of these superstars was the first to win all 4 Grand Slams on 3 different tournaments? The correct answer is A. It's Andre Agassi. That's triple A there. A, Andre Agassi. His come-from-behind win at the 1999 French Open made him the first male tennis player in history to win a Grand Slam tournament on 3 different surfaces. That's grass, clay, and hard court for those keeping score. He has since been joined in this feat by Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, and Novak Djokovic. Question 12. Which of these former world number one players held the top ranking for a then record 160 consecutive weeks from 1974 to 1977? Is it A, Stan Smith, B, Jimmy Connors, C, Arthur Ashe, or D, Bjorn Borg? A, Stan Smith, B, Jimmy Connors, C, Arthur Ashe, or D, Bjorn Borg? Who was the number one tennis player in the world for 160 consecutive weeks in the 70s? And the correct answer is B, Jimmy Connors. He was atop the ATP rankings from 1974 to 1977, and that record of 160 consecutive weeks stood until 2004, when Roger Federer began his consecutive streak at number one that lasted for 237 weeks, and that finally concluded in August of 2008. Question 13. Who holds the record for most women's singles titles at the French Open with 7? Is it A, Chris Evert, B, Serena Williams, C, Martina Navratilova, or D, Jennifer Capriati? A, Chris Evert, B, Serena Williams, C, Martina Navratilova, or D, Jennifer Capriati? Which of these stars holds the record for most women's singles titles at the French Open with 7? The correct answer is A, it's Chris Evert. She also holds the record for most ever Grand Slam finals appearances with 34. Moving on to question 14. Whose 82-3 men's singles record in 1984 remains the best single year win rate in the Open era? Is it A, Yvonne Lendl, B, Boris Becker, C, John McEnroe, or D, Bjorn Borg? A, Yvonne Lendl, B, Boris Becker, C, John McEnroe, or D, Bjorn Borg? Which of these guys had an 82-3 record in 1984 and it's still the best win rate ever? The correct answer is C, it's John McEnroe. He won an unprecedented 96% of his matches in 1984, and that is still the single best season win rate in tennis history. All right. We've hustled on the hard courts of the U.S. Open, grappled on the grass at Wimbledon, and competed on the clay courts of Roland Garros. It all comes down to this. To quote my man McEnroe, "You've got to be kidding me!" Johnny, I assure you I am not. It's Love Serving 40 with question 15. Back to my man McEnroe. What short-lived game show did Tennis Livewire John McEnroe host for 9 episodes in spring 2002? Is it A, The Chair, B, The Chamber, C, Greed, or D, 1 versus 100? A, The Chair, B, The Chamber, C, Greed, or D, 1 versus 100? Which of these game shows did John McEnroe host? These actual real game shows that existed? Which one was hosted by John McEnroe? The correct answer is A, The Chair. Contestants on The Chair had their heart rates monitored while asked a series of questions, and they would lose money if that rate passed a certain threshold. And only 9 of the 13 original episodes made it to air. Well, meet me at center court with some strawberries and cream, because that is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star review and share the show with your friends. It really helps spread the word. Serve your ace trivia knowledge straight down the baseline on social media by tagging and following us on Instagram and Twitter at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media, because we would love to hear from you. And lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.